Good morning. October 13th, 7 a.m. straight up. A lovely day in the neighborhood, a bit chilly. Just past full moon off my right shoulder. I'm heading due south. A bit of cloudiness, a bit of chilliness. Ah, fall. Fall is in the air. Yesterday was a wonderful day. It was my birthday. I had a great day. It was a pretty useful day. I got some writing done. I got some editing done. I got a lot of editing done. Didn't get as many words as I might have preferred, but hey, you know, it was my birthday. I ate well. I burned an hour out of the middle of the morning making bacon and eggs and testing a Frank's Finest Potatoes recipe. Almost, we're almost there. I know what I did wrong. I'm going to try again. Probably not today. But I'll try again. Last night was a late night for me because my elder daughter was out at the regionals. They took third in the region. They're waiting now to see if they make it to the state finals. They'll know by the end of the week. Regionals are taking place all across Colorado this week. So we'll find out whether or not there's one more march in her calendar. They will probably be doing the March of Lights, Parade of Lights down in Denver around Christmas. That seems to be something that they've taken to heart. They take all the uniforms and deck them out with light strings and then give each kid a battery pack. It's quite a deal. Anyway, so I'm kind of rushing this morning. I need to get back. She got up late. I don't know if she's going to be ready in time for her ride this morning. I may have to give her a ride to school. We'll see how that works out. So on today's agenda, we've got writing. And then today is Thursday, so we've got karate tonight. Organizing my day here for you. I'm sure this is fascinating stuff, but a lot of what I think about. I'm at the point in Cape Grace where I have to start thinking about making the shift. There's a piece that's missing, and I'm not quite sure what it is yet. I've been kind of flailing on it, but I really like what's there. I think it's telling the story that I want to tell. I know what's missing. Ah, it just came to me. Okay, I've got to write one more piece. Then we're going to shift forward a bit in time and pick her up, pick up the story a few years later. Sarah has been born. Her mother has died. And there's been some interesting fallout of as a result of that. But we're almost at the point where I've got to jump ahead and see where she starts exhibiting traits that Otto is going to find somewhat disconcerting in his worldview, where the son of the shaman is the shaman. So that's going to be fun. See how this is all going to work together. I've got a bunch of different stuff. I got about six balls in the air all at once here. Some of them may get trimmed out before I'm done. I'm not sure. But there's a lot of interesting things happening. So I'm going to keep on charging. See how I can pull this together. I'm also supposed to hear from another person today about a different project. I wonder what happened to that. I was waiting for a packet of materials that has not come yet. I need to send some email when I get home. Wow, so busy today, so busy. So many things to do, so much to create. With so many stories to tell and only about 10 years left to tell them if I'm lucky, I better get my act in gear. Robins chasing themselves around today. I wonder why. This isn't robin season. Not quite sure why. The yearlings should all be fledged out and flying. They actually, it might be the northern robins that have come south, and the robins here haven't moved out yet, so there may be some turf squabbling. I haven't seen as many geese yet this year either. I saw them for a while. It was a week or so where there were a lot of geese around. There's still a few around, but there'll be more as winter wears on. Plenty of goose poop and honking to go around to last us until spring. And I forgot all about my HiCon is coming up next week. I still haven't found out if I'm on a panel, so I'm going to assume that I'm not. That's not going to stop me from going, though. I do need to go and register. This is one of the low-cost conferences. I think it's like $40 for the 3 days. And I'll be driving back and forth. I'll probably spend more than that on gasoline. But what I won't spend is a lot of money on hotel room. So, despite the fact that I'll spend a lot of time listening to podcasts and driving back and forth, it'll probably be well worth the trip. Worth the ride, I'll be able to catch up on my listening. I might be able to catch up a little bit on my thinking. I'm going to get out of the house for a few days. Seems stunning to be looking forward to getting out of the house after having been gone for a whole week ending last week. A week ago today was my first day back from Maine, which I almost misplaced in the chronology of time, thinking last Thursday I was in Maine. No, last Thursday I was recovering from the trip back. So, not quite a week. This vehicle. I like this path because it doesn't have that many road crossings and none of them are major. So I don't have to deal too much with automobile traffic. Still, it's enough. And it's back division, it's a back road. Not one of the main thoroughfares, so people tend not to be paying quite so much attention for some reason, figuring that there's nobody around, when in fact, hello, I'm here, hello. Oh, yawn. Well, you don't know yet is how much taxi I have to do this morning with elder daughter rising late. I'm hoping she's going to be in time to catch her ride. If not, then I'm going to have to jump in the car and run. Younger daughter has had me take her to school a couple of times this week, too. I need to get her a winter coat. She's grown out of last year's coat, not too surprising. So if we can't find the coats for kids bin, toss that in it. Find her a new one for this season. She's gotten quite gangly lately. Rather tall. Where Elizabeth is short, Jennifer is not. Oh, dry. Carbon dioxide imbalance. I'm wearing my heavy parka and a sweater because it was so cold this morning. I was afraid it was going to be even colder. I didn't wear my fleece hood, which is probably just as well, or I'd be roasting right now. The Ravenwood edits are coming along. I'm getting a lot of feedback in. A lot of it is good. A lot of it is pointing out things that, oddly, are not things that I'm actually changing, but are pointing out issues nearby, things that I am changing. I try not to use too much passive voice. I try not to use too many adverbs. And quite frequently what happens is that somebody will give me a word that's misspelled, and it'll be in a sentence that isn't well formed. So I rewrite the sentence and the misspelled word goes away. Not just corrected, but goes away. I don't use that word anymore. I need to run that, whatever the tool is that does word frequency counts. I have a feeling there's a lot of suddenlies or smiled. Everybody smiles. Now they don't. They frown, they scowl, their brows furrow. I try to change it up a little bit. Almost. Sun's coming up. Yesterday morning I was just far enough back in time. Later. That's the word, later. Just enough later that the sun was fully up and shining in my eyes when I was walking in this stretch yesterday. This is a much better time to remember that. I left about 6:45. There was light in the sky, but there's not so much light on the backside that I'm blinded. So we'll have to see how that works out. I'm really quite excited about doing this self-publishing. I have had a lot of people come out of the woodwork saying, oh, I have a friend who's an editor, or I know a guy who does cover art, or if you need proofing, I don't charge very much. And it's like, you know, I don't really need a story development editor. The story development, it doesn't have a problem. The people who have read the story, who have heard the story, I'm going to say 18 or 19,000 people who have heard the story, and a couple hundred who have given me feedback on it, make me believe that the story is the story is the story, and it works. Nobody complains about nothing happening in this story. I did have a couple of people complain that it was satanic because the power source was not a single all being. Yeah, I kind of warn people about that. That's not exactly a monotheistic screed we're talking about here. It's fantasy, and it's very heavily based on Wiccan and shamanistic traditions. used both of those to draw from, to create this world of magic, this idea that as the All Mother takes away, she also grants a gift. That a few people feel obligated to chide me for my lack of Christian faith is at least amusing. Sometimes, I won't say anybody has really gotten nasty about it, at least not in reference to these books, at least in reference to Ravenwood. The ambiguity in the shaman tales, where we aren't really sure if there's magic or not, That's a little trickier. Nobody's really said too much about the magic in there, because nobody's really sure if there is magic in there, including me. But in Ravenwood, there's definitely magic. And that magic is part of the story. How do we relate to magic people? How do we relate to the ineffable? Tanith gives her prayers, and nobody thinks too much, or she doesn't think too much about it, but all the people around her are affected. They respond to her in ways that she's completely unaware of. The scene I just got done editing last night was the one where they're all moved into the barn, and she blesses the barn. Everybody, she stops and it's dead silent in the room. She looks around, everybody's staring at her. She says, "What, was I supposed to juggle eggs or something?" It's going to be fun to play this forward, to take this into the next level, where she begins to understand that her words have power, that her mind has strength, that she is growing in a gift that may well be a curse. Those of you who have gotten into Ravenwood know that part of her fear is that she's going mad. Part of her reality is that there are crazy old women who live in cottages in the woods. This is not unusual. This is a common happenstance. Part of her, although we haven't really seen it, part of her worries that she's going to get to Gertie Pinecrest's house and find another crazy old lady living in the woods, and not the keeper of the old knowledge that she's expecting to find. So, we'll see. I'm quite excited about getting to Ravenwood, too. I have to get through Cape Grace. I'm very excited about Cape Grace, the idea that I've got two projects so close in mind and nicely intertwined, I think is going to be making it nice. And good morning. It's going to make it an easy transition. If I can get stuck in, if I can get my groove on, then we're going to see some typing here for the end of the year. Making up maybe for lost time a bit. Speaking of time, I'm at the back gate. And I need to remind you that, as always, tomorrow is another day.